This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, that's this show where you can call in about whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
the captain.
And nobody.
Captain, you've had a story you wanted to talk about related to this whole coronavirus situation. Perhaps one of the saddest yet.
Well, yes, and as the resident Free Talk Live beer enthusiast, this one hits particularly hard to the liver. It's hard for me to think about. It's hard for me to talk about, really. It hits home pretty well.
Because you had purchased some of this particular beer recently.
Actually, for one of our gatherings. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, it's been popping up at a couple of our gatherings.
All of our gatherings, there's been Corona beer. Yeah. Usually brought by multiple people.
So this from CCN, the Cryptocurrency Network. Coronavirus just took another victim, Corona beer. Corona beer is another victim of the coronavirus as a decision from the Mexican government is forcing the brewer to suspend beer production.
What? Wow.
And so do they have, like, socialized beer in Mexico? How is the government making this decision?
That is a great question. The it's accompanied by a photo. It says, beer lovers will have to weather this pandemic without Corona beer. Let's see, it's...
Not me, I'm getting a bunch
this
tomorrow.
This is from April 3rd, so starting on Sunday, which would have been yesterday, I guess, Grupo Modelo will no longer produce Corona beer. The Mexican government declared that beer production isn't an essential activity during the coronavirus pandemic. And I really hate all these governments using the word essential because, who are they to decide what's essential,
I'll tell you, the first thing that's non-essential is the damn government itself, so you tyrants, go home. You're not essential. We don't want you. We don't need you.
Right. Everybody else's business is essential to their livelihood, to their happiness, yeah. To the employees that work for those businesses. But, yeah, we could all do just fine without a government goon.
So. Absolutely.
Yeah. Grupo Modelo, which is part of the Anheuser-Busch InBev Brewery Group, operates 11 breweries in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
It exports Corona. The company's other brands, which include Modelo and Pacifico, to 180 countries. They are temporarily suspending production of Corona beer.
I think I had one of the Negro Modelos, one of the black beers, whatever they were.
It was pretty good. Yeah, it's tasty stuff. I mean, I'm not that big a fan of Corona.
I've never had it.
You know, in general, a lot of folks like to put a slice of lime in it. I don't like to do that. I don't think fruit belongs in beer, but that's my personal preference. You do what you want. I don't care. This decision apparently has nothing to do with the confusion.
Do you take lime with your tequila?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
so fruit belongs in mixed drink.
Sometimes. If I'm feeling like,
fruity?
extra. No, if I'm feeling like, like if everybody else who's doing a shot with me is doing the lime, I'll go ahead and be the rebel and not do the lime.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But apparently the article says this decision has nothing to do with the confusion between Corona beer and coronavirus. Google searches for Corona beer virus surged in January when the first cases of coronavirus appeared in the United States. The name coronavirus comes from the crown shape of the virus, and Corona is Latin for crown. There is no link with the beer. An online rumor said that Corona sales in the United States fell by about 40% after the epidemic. However, in late February, Constellation Brands denied the rumor. The owner of the Corona label said that sales had stayed strong in the United States, even as the virus spread worldwide.
Yay.
I would guess that, maybe in some areas they saw a dip in sales, but because of the novelty of the coronavirus, I would think that people like me, anyway, who don't regularly buy Corona. I've bought quite a bit of Corona recently.
I've been drinking Corona recently because of the virus.
Right.
Because it's funny.
Yeah.
So, that's funny that that's balanced out.
Yeah, and as a guy who does, you know, comedian and comedic stuff, right, I find the irony there, right, you know, drinking Corona during the coronavirus to, you know, be satirical, you know.
So this may drive some further sales of people trying to snatch up what remains.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and try and get some Corona tomorrow myself.
So the Mexican government declared a health emergency after the number of coronavirus cases in the country exceeded 1,000.
Oh, quit. Somebody pay. How many people have the cartels killed in Mexico this year? How many people have the government killed in Mexico this
year? Just for comparison's sake, the current population in Mexico is estimated at 129 million individuals, so 1,000 people is considered an emergency.
Yeah, almost half our size.
Yeah. The Mexican brewery said in a statement that suspension will be in place from Sunday and that it is already reducing production to the bare minimum. Grupo Modelo is ready, however, to
adopt... Or is it the beer minimum? Sorry.
A beer minimum. Nice. Yeah, thanks, man.
A beer minimum.
Nice. The Grupo Modelo said it is ready to adopt a plan to guarantee the supply of beer if the Mexican government decides to include breweries as essential. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, here, I think the liquor stores are considered to be essential, which are state-run in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Earlier in
the... Well, through most of America, they are. And one of the reasons for that is that people who are hardcore alcoholics and get deliriums tremens, they can die of that.
Yeah.
And I doubt that the alcoholism treatment centers are really going to be anxious to be taking more people right now. So you can't really detox
them. Plus the state makes buku bucks off of whether it's a state where they're not state-run stores, there's many of those states, or states where there are state-run stores. Either way, the state's making money off of either taxing it or directly selling it, and so it's big revenue for the state that will likely go up in a case where people are stuck at home because it's something to do.
Yep.
If
you have no
job,
business, you have no livelihood, you have no job, you might as well just get drunk and stay drunk.
Well, alcohol has throughout history been a recession-proof industry.
That's
so
right.
You know, whenever, you know, when times are good, people are happy. They drink. When times are bad, people
are
depressed.
They
drink.
They drink more in that case.
And earlier in the show, I believe during the first hour, I texted a friend of mine in Seattle, because as we know, Seattle is locked down, right? They're heavily mandated to stay home and everything's closed. Except,
no surprise there.
Except the legal marijuana shops in Seattle have been deemed essential. And so they remain open and apparently very busy. Agriculture and food production are generally considered essential activities in Mexico, so Mexico doesn't consider beer as a food, which might sound strange since beer contains cereal and grains.
Well, they used to call beer liquid bread,
and
that's what they fed the slaves who built the pyramids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Believe that story.
You got nutrition, and you paid them in beer, right, so that they could have a good time, feel good about the work that they did that day.
Yeah, and also it kept them docile.
Yeah, well, and also that's where beer bellies come from, right, because beer is the quote that I like is a loaf of bread in every can.
Wow.
You know, you're basically drinking liquid bread.
Yeah.
You know? But it'll get you messed up. So.
So did they shut down all of the breweries in Mexico, or is it just Modelo?
Well, the 11 breweries under this particular... No, actually, it said... Hang on.
It's all of them, right? Yeah. They're just focusing on the fact that Corona was included.
Right.
They shut down every brewery in Mexico.
Right. This article is focusing on Corona, the irony of Corona being a victim.
Well, if anything's going to encourage people to throw over the government, it's running out of beer.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. Particularly.
Well, either turn off their TV or you turn off the beer supply.
Yeah.
Although I don't know, because apparently the American Revolution was mostly fomented in the taverns. Not fermented, but fomented in the taverns. Because, you know, people, I mean, drunk people like to overthrow the government. They don't always do it well until they sober up.
Well, that was back when people were angry at, like, what, a 1% tax?
Yeah, well, it was a 3% tax on tea, but it was combined with a great many other things. You know, that was just the straw
like being
that broke
from across the ocean.
Yeah, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. But if you read the Declaration of Independence and you read a lot of their complaints about George III, they're equally true about today's American government.
I'm sorry, I'm a stickler for pronunciation, the Declaration of Independence.
We got more on the way. If you want to join us, you can call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those. You'll sound great, just like you're in here with us on Free Talk Live.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a blackmouth cur, and it's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. My dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food. We'll be scooping our Dynavite, then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And coming up, still, we believe it is going to happen. ForkFest 2020. Scheduled June 29th until July 5th. Now, what we did here this weekend at our Social Sunday event, which did happen, we gathered in the Central Square. I think about seven people came out to Social Sunday this week. Seemed like a good amount.
Yeah.
We were all there and hanging out in Keene Central Square, and one of the guys who was there said that he'd heard the governor of New Hampshire was being pitched by some busybodies to ban RVs and camping grounds from being open.
RVs, campgrounds, Airbnbs, hotels. Right.
Now, the word is that apparently he went half the way today and issued an order banning hotels from being open and banning Airbnbs from being open, which is outrageous and stupid.
Somebody needs to sue. Is anybody suing?
Will they? These politicians do not have the authority to do so.
Apparently he does, because people are doing whatever he says.
People are just docile automatons, man.
It's tragic. So how many hotels are going to go out of business as a result of this? Where are you supposed to stay if you're trying to come up and visit your family and they don't have room for you?
Well, not just that. A lot of people live at the Keene Inn. They've lived there for years, some of them. Well, where are they going to go?
Well, how about all the renters whenever something goes wrong in the house and they have to move out temporarily so their landlord
can be
repaired?
Sure, house catches on fire.
Right, the landlord has to pay for them to be temporarily housed while they, you know, while they do the repairs or whatever it is. So what's going to happen then? You're going to just have homeless people?
Yep. Airbnb is unable to rent a room, so it's outrageous, but apparently the order did not include a closure of campgrounds at this point. So that has not happened yet. We believe ForkFest will continue. There's no one who can cancel ForkFest with the exception of the campground owner. If he says the campground's closed, we can't go. If he doesn't, then it's on. So
if he does say the campground's closed, would you be into doing it in an alternate site, like a state park, someplace where they don't have any property rights?
It's an interesting question. I don't know which would be the best bet for that, but that's an interesting question.
I would probably, my first thought would be go back to Gunstock.
They do have a state camping facility at a place called Gunstock. It's like a ski mountain, basically, during the wintertime.
And ForkFest used to be held there. It was held there for 2 years, I think.
Yeah, that's
my first two ForkFests were actually at Gunstock.
I think mine were as well.
Mm-hmm. My first reaction would be, okay, well, let's find some private property, right? A liberty-loving individual.
Yeah, that would be ideal.
You know, a big field or something that we could, you know, get everybody together and camp and have it anyway. But I didn't even think about doing it at a state park.
Well, the nice thing about a state park, we don't have to pay anybody.
Yeah.
You know, because... I don't know
about New Hampshire. The state parks that I've been, at least in Washington State, they had fees.
Oh, they have fees, but don't pay them.
See, the thing is, it's interesting about that question, Nobody, is let's presume this comes to pass and that the campgrounds are prohibited from being open and that we try to figure out where to have ForkFest. Well, since there's no one who's in charge of ForkFest, what you may end up having is a splintering of ForkFest, where some people are like, well, I want to have it at Gunstock, and other people say, oh, I want to have it over here at this place, or there's this field over here that we should have it at, and so you may end up having four or five different ForkFests in that case.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Nice.
Living up
to
its name, though, ForkFest, right? How many forks do you have, right?
That's a good question.
What the fork's going on?
I hope we don't have to cross that bridge, but we will see. Anyway, go to ForkFest.party.
We'll burn that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah, ForkFest.party is where you can go to learn more about the event, June 29th until July 5th. If you are free to travel by that point,
you should come here. It's not going to matter if they leave the campgrounds open if they shut down travel. Right,
if you can't make it to New Hampshire. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. Josh is on the line in Springfield, Illinois. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Don't listen to the news. They tell you to microwave your mail. Don't do it, because if you get something like a credit card in it, it'll blow up.
What do they say microwave your mail for? What?
Nuke it till it glows and open it in the dark.
Hold on, what? Microwave your mail?
So I saw that on Fox News, and it was trending all over the internet. Just look it up, and it'll probably be on some scientific journals, and even a doctor recommended it to me. But what happens is we got a credit card, and there was
it's got the magnetic strip on it,
metal, and we microwaved it for like 30 seconds, and we heard like this,
Wait, and you actually did microwave a credit card?
What were you thinking?
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
Well, we didn't know there was a credit card in there. It was one of our new credit cards, and it caught fire in the microwave.
Yeah.
We had to get some towels and hit it. It was crazy. Don't do that.
So they're actually recommending on the media that people microwave their mail. Is this because of paranoia of coronavirus?
No, it actually does kill germs, but if you have something metal in there...
Get some Lysol.
Yeah, if you set your mail on fire, it kills the germs, but it also ruins the mail.
you can put some paper things in a microwave and probably not set it on fire, right?
Yeah, it works with the newspaper, but there's no metal on that.
But, on the other hand, there's also, I'm sure people have seen the mail where they've got the plastic in the, the little plastic windows on the mail. It's going to melt that plastic all over the inside of whatever's in that envelope. So that's going to be a nasty mess after the fact, even if you don't have a credit card in there.
I'd have told you, but it caught fire, so we don't know if the plastic melted or not.
Well, the plastic melted, but it may have been after the microwave caught fire.
Wow. Did it stink, too? I can't imagine what a burning credit card in a microwave smells
awful.
Like.
Yeah, it was bad. We opened up the doors and got the fire out quick enough, but don't do it.
Yeah, good advice, Josh. Thanks for sharing that with us tonight. I appreciate it, man.
I wasn't going to do that anyway.
Another piece of advice to our listeners, kick-ass advice, if you will, keep a fire extinguisher around, particularly
in the kitchen.
And also, don't ever microwave your pets.
Bad plan.
That's no way to dry a wet dog.
You know,
it's a very bad plan.
It sounds like one of those troll videos like, hey, you could fix your phone by putting it in the microwave, that like actually tries to convince people to put valuable things in their microwave because there's supposedly some sort of benefit that's completely made up and is just designed to see if you're dumb enough to put this thing in the microwave. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, I've always thought the purpose of Fox News was to make conservatives look stupid, so maybe that.
Did he say it was on Fox? I don't know.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. We continue here. You can bring up whatever you want. There was a notice, I guess, in the media. Oh, let's change gears. I've got a story about the deepfakes. Now,
this is a segue.
Something wasn't a good one, but I just remembered I had it. And so deepfakes.
I'm here for you, bro. I got your back.
We have been covering for the last few years since we heard about them. And initially they were a thing that you could do if you had enough programming know-how and you had the right equipment
and some creativity.
And some time, lot of time.
A lot of the early ones were quite artistic, what I mean, in their creativity level.
And they've gotten really good, and the technology's gotten better. And we predicted at the time that this was going to be point-and-click someday. That this was going to be, you take this photo, you got this video clip, and you merge them, and then boom, you get a deep fake, and it's like something that anybody can do. And it may be getting to that point. The headline from daily.com is you can now deep fake yourself into a celebrity with just a few clicks. So it is now into the point of being able to be done by anyone who can download an app. I have not tried it myself, but that's what the story says here. In fact, we'll give you the name of the app. I don't know if it's any good. They're not a sponsor. I don't know if it's malware. Beware of that. 855-450-FREE. Have you tried this? It's Free Talk.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Americans are all praying for his recovery. He's been a really good friend.
President Trump wishing Boris Johnson well. The British Prime Minister, who has the coronavirus, moved to the intensive care unit at a hospital in London as his condition got worse.
He's been really something very special, strong, resolute, doesn't quit, doesn't give up.
As for the number of supplies that have been distributed in our country,
we have deployed 8,450 hospital beds from federal stockpiles. And, you know, if you think this is done over a period of weeks, it's incredible, actually. More than 8,000 ventilators have been sent.
And a big rally to tell you about on Wall Street. The Dow gaining 1,627 points, almost 8%. The NASDAQ gaining 540 points. The S&P 500 up 175. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We'll get back to your calls and thoughts about whatever you want to discuss. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
the Reverend Captain Kickass,
and the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
So do you guys have any favorite deep fakes that you've seen over the years? Any of them that stick in your mind at all that were particularly memorable?
I think I've forgotten them all.
No.
Yeah, they're just sort of like in the moment, like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah, that's funny. Look at what they did.
There was one that I remember recently where they swapped Robert Downey Jr., I think it was, with Christopher Lloyd in Back to the Future.
He was
pretty good, actually. Nice. It was really cool. There's one that just hits within the last 2 days. Hillary Clinton as Hannibal Lecter in a classic scene.
Can I speak with you?
You're one of Jack Crawford's, aren't you?
Okay, so they kept Hannibal's voice. So obviously you can't
see your credentials.
You can't see this, but man, they got Hillary Clinton's face mapped perfectly, it looks like, to
Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins here. And
closer, please. Closer.
Oh, that's creepy. Oh, that is creepy.
So this is totally bad radio, but I just want your reactions to this. They're zooming in real close, too. Wow.
Ugh.
Wow. It's impressive.
Well, and, that expires you know, in 1 week. A hill dog was a, you know, I don't know, probably, you know, an average-looking lady in her prime. But, man, as she got older, she got ugly.
No doubt. Well, that's what the state does to you. It takes away any kind of soul that you might have had.
And I'm not even talking about her looks.
Yeah. I suspect she didn't have much of a soul to begin with because she was a lawyer first, right?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a lawyer and a catfish?
I don't know.
One's a scum-sucking bottom dweller. The other one
is a fish.
Is a fish.
All right, so you want to make your own deep fakes? Apparently now you can. Remember, I've not tried this app. It's apparently only for iPhone at this point. It's called Impressions. They say they've got an Android version coming. I don't know when this app came out. I could not find a review of it, so it may be relatively new. So do beware of that. It's being reported on by DailyDot.com.
He said doobie.
The bar for creating deepfakes has now been lowered. Until now, developing such a video required specific knowledge, patience, and high-end computer hardware that few possessed. But what if anyone could create a decent-looking deepfake right from their mobile device? Now, new phone app for iPhone called Impressions is aiming to do just that. The app, which launched in select countries in late February before its global release last week, so it is brand new, lets users transform themselves into an array of celebrities with just a few clicks. The process is simple. Choose a celebrity, film, or upload a short video, and watch yourself be anyone from Hollywood actor Keanu Reeves to pop star Billie Eilish. The project officially began in August of last year.
Eilish?
Yep.
Huh.
He's a pop star.
Never heard of him.
Relatively new, within the last 2 years, I think.
I believe it's a she.
Impressions CEO Murat Delagoz told the Daily Dot, the app works by uploading your short clips to Impressions cloud servers. Ah, so it's not actually done on your phone.
Oh, I was wondering how they got the horsepower out of a phone.
Which utilize powerful graphics cards to carry out the deepfake process before returning the completed videos to your phone. He said, we built the architecture in this manner because phone hardware is not yet capable of doing this type of intensive processing. So I don't know if it's a paid app or how that works, but I'm not sure how they're going to make money on this.
Well, if nothing else, they get a copy of every deepfake made that they probably can use in whatever way they want to.
San Francisco-based company uses proprietary machine learning algorithms designed for speed to create your deepfake in just minutes. And while the quality won't rival the videos created by the most prolific users of the technology, the clarity of their deepfakes when created under ideal conditions can be impressive. Impressions is not the first deepfake app on the market, but it does provide more features than the others. Chinese app Zhao, for example, spelled Z-A-O, allows users to add their own face to the bodies of actors from selected movie scenes, while U.S.-based deepfake app Doublecat, D-O-U-B-L-I-C-A-T, only lets users add their faces to animated GIFs. Delago says his company is constantly training its algorithms to learn the unique intricacies of celebrity faces from thousands of photos and videos, and at the moment, Impressions is releasing 3 to 4 new faces every week. The latest additions include Eddie Murphy, Matthew McConaughey, and Ryan Reynolds. App even includes young and old versions of actors like Al Pacino and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Young artists such as Ariana Grande, Rihanna, Selena Gomez can be found alongside late Queen frontman Freddie Mercury, as well as Brad Pitt, Bruce Lee, Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks, and Will Smith. So the idea is you send your photo into this system, select which celebrity you want to have your face on it, and they spit back out the video.
I'm sorry, as a stickler for pronunciation, it's DiCaprio.
DiCaprio. I guess you don't like his films, huh?
I thought he did a good job in Romeo plus Juliet.
I don't think I've ever seen that one. I enjoyed The Wolf of Wall Street. He was good.
I haven't seen that one.
You'd really enjoy that one, yeah. I think.
I liked The Island.
I liked that one, too.
Yeah,
that
where
was
they
really
found
good.
The island with all the weed.
Wasn't that called The Beach?
The Beach. Maybe that was
beach.
It.
Yeah. Inception? That was another good one.
Inception was good,
DiCaprio. I haven't seen that, but I've seen the Rick and Morty parody of it, which is very funny.
There's a really crazy scene in The Wolf of Wall Street where he's on a tremendous amount of, I think, Quaaludes. And like
boys on lewds should not drive.
He does, though, in that that movie. And
yeah, don't do
out.
That.
It doesn't work out real well.
It never does. Yeah. It never does. I've known that since Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Nobody hit me to that, dude.
So if a user chooses to create a deepfake, they can save a copy of the video to their phone's photo gallery and then delete the original in the app. This will cause the copy on Impression servers, they claim, to be immediately deleted. Impression says that it plans to develop deep fake detection models in the future based on users' source videos. Delago stresses the feature will be opt-in, meaning users will be asked to provide the content. Aside from being able to upload and transform videos of yourself, users can also upload clips of others. And experimenting with the app, so Daily Dot did try it, they uploaded an 8-second clip of Justin Bieber and attempted to turn the pop star into Arnold Schwarzenegger and Keanu Reeves. Each video took less than 3 minutes to create and produced some fairly impressive results. So,
wow.
Now you can do it from the ease of your cell phone.
Why, with just a few taps.
Yep. Pretty interesting stuff.
I tap it.
And we should point out that this is a interesting time, right? Like to be alive, right? Where video is no longer trustworthy.
Right.
You cannot trust anything that you see anymore. If you've got a video of Trump saying something, there's a chance it was real.
Yep.
But there's also a chance it was completely faked.
Yep.
And when they can get a voice print from somebody in addition to doing a deep fake,
yeah,
they can completely fake the audio as well.
Well, yeah, and
more, there's plenty of voice prints of Trump out
exactly
there. Thousands of them.
Right. The more a person is in the public eye and doing public appearances, speeches, all that kind of stuff, it's really easy to get a full voice profile off of somebody.
Correct.
You know, to where. And I have
we
some experience.
We should start doing that. We should, like, make a deep fake of Trump's voice doing the intros to Free Talk Live or something.
You could do that.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
Let's go to Wes. He's on our Discord server. Go ahead, Wes. Wes?
Oh, sorry about that delay. Speaking about deepfakes, just a side note. In one of the newer Star Wars movies,
mm-hmm,
the actress for Princess Leia,
yeah,
and I think I'm fairly sure they use a deepfake to reenact like a little segment.
They did, they also did it through the entire movie of that other Star Wars movie. What was the one where they...
It's the character.
Grand Moff Tarkin, I think was his name,
yeah,
the general or whatever. That Peter May, I forget the actor's name, but he's long been dead, that actor, and he was a main role in that movie. They completely deepfaked him into that movie.
Yeah, what they did is they got an actor that looked somewhat like him, same, you know, similar build, similar facial structure, mm-hmm, and then they CGI'd over it.
Do they pay the actor when they do that, or
sure,
is that just free? I mean, the actor's
dead,
image they're using.
The dead guy?
Yeah.
They pay the dead guy?
Do they pay his estate or something?
I don't know. That's a good question. Stand by, Wes. I know you're calling about something else. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855. What was the name of that movie, though? Star Wars. I always forget it. It was actually a pretty good movie. Rogue One? Is that it? Rogue One. That was what it was. We're coming up.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Yep, it's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you want to join us now, you ought to get on the line. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
The captain.
And nobody.
We will take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want to discuss. Of course, you can go to our website at freetalklive.com. A variety of features await you there, including archives that go back for well over a decade, totally free. You just download as many as you want. Listen, share. And of course, a lot of people have more time to listen to stuff, so please, yeah, again, share us out. Share our DLive and Twitch channels out there. We'd love to see more people following us on those platforms. Subscribe to our podcast as well, and you get automatically get the episodes delivered to your favorite device. So head over to freetalklive.com and get connected with us there.
And also, nobody is running for governor of New Hampshire because nobody knows how to live your life better than you do, and nobody deserves that kind of power. So head on over to electnobody.com, send me a gift, have a look at what's there, let me know what you'd like to see. That's electnobody.com.
And remember, nobody don't do nothing.
Nobody don't do nothing.
And Captain Kickass is over at lcaptainkickass.com. He does parody songs.
I do.
That are a little dirty.
Richie Rich, one of the other
Sunday
hosts.
Night host,
yeah, he went there and he was like, hey man, you know, I went there, I checked it out, I liked your stuff, but you got to do something new. You haven't posted anything new in a while. Well,
I am nobody.
Yeah, so I have a few irons in the fire, and so you know I'll get to that. Richie Rich, don't worry, I'll get to it.
You're working on a drummer, from what I understand.
I'm working on several things simultaneously. Yeah. We'll see which one happens first.
It's a creative process, and it takes time. So we go back to your calls and thoughts, where you can share your thoughts with us about what you want. We got Wes. He is calling from our very own southwestern New Hampshire. Wes, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, there's a problem with just gold in general, and that is, one, it's way too valuable. So, like, a gram of gold is, like, very, very tiny,
yeah,
and it's worth, like $50. So, yeah, you know, it's for you to, like, fracture that up to, like, $1 in gold, it's, like, impossible. And so I think that's the solution that goldbacks have, is that it's one one-thousandth, like one goldback, is one one-thousandth troy ounce.
That's right.
And so that's, you know, that's really valuable. But to me, a problem with goldbacks is that, like, when you have, a gram of gold or a gold coin or, a bar of gold, it's very easy to melt that down and transform it to something else. But I'm not entirely sure how you would extract the gold from a gold bag.
Well, it's called an assay, a fire assay, and from what I understand, I've never done this, but it involves something called a crucible, which is a very hot piece of metal or something.
A crucible is just a porcelain or iron bowl that you heat things up in,
right.
And it's what they use normally to, if the dentist is making you a gold tooth, he's going to melt that in a crucible.
And so this would, if you put a gold back into the crucible, would melt away the plastic and leave you a little piece of gold.
Yeah, the plastic would burn off, whereas the gold would just melt off.
Right.
We were working on an opportunity to test one of these in a machine that they have at the local university here.
Oh, yeah, and then they shut down.
But they shut the university down, and we never got the opportunity. So.
Well, it wasn't going to be a crucible. They had some sort of a spectrometer I think Vincent was going to take a gold back in there and have them analyze the, make sure it's actually real gold that's in there without having to burn the thing, right? And then you just destroy the gold back.
Right.
So the answer is yes. If for some reason you wanted to get the gold out of the gold back, you could, but why would you want to do that? The whole point of the gold back is to make gold useful, because you already cited why it's difficult to use small amounts of gold. It is, the typical unit of gold that you see is an ounce, and that's, what, about $1,600, $1,700 right now?
Yep. $1,600.
It's actually closer to $1,700, and
has it gone that,
good luck finding one for...
$1,600 a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it's gone back up, and good luck finding one for that low. I actually was looking over the weekend to see if I could find an ounce of gold for sale somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can put a bid in right now on some eBay auctions that already have a bunch of bids, and they might be floating it around the current spot price, but when they finish, it's going to be higher because there's a few days left.
And that shows one of the major reasons that we need stable coins out there, because the bottom line is, if you can't get gold at gold spot price, then that's not the price of gold. The price of gold is the price at which you can attain it, not the price at which some crooked bastards in Chicago publish that you can get it, but you can't.
Right. Well, maybe you can get it if you buy thousands of ounces at once, like the crooked bastards can afford.
Well,
right?
The thing is, when I was working for Citibank, I thought, okay, I'm working for people who trade all the time and all kinds of different instruments, so somebody here will be able to explain to me how to buy gold at spot and actually get physical delivery.
They couldn't do it.
Nobody could do it. Nobody could tell me how to do it. I never got my gold
and
silver.
Nobody could tell you how?
Nobody could tell me how, but it, that wasn't me then.
Nobody couldn't not tell you how.
We don't know who nobody was then.
the gold back is an amazing product. You actually fished into your pocket, Captain Kickass, there and got one out. I've got them in my wallet as well, and they are so cool. And people love them. And when you show them off to folks, even if they're not libertarians, they are interested.
I can't tell you how awesome it is to be here, though, and be able to spend that. Go ahead, Wes.
Okay, just a small criticism. Sometimes it's hard to get a word in. Sometimes, not to be too offensive or anything, but Ian asked me, why would you want to melt a gold back down? The whole reason why gold is valuable because it has other uses. Like, it's actually backed by something. The most you could do with fiat currency is burn it in a fire, wood for fire or something.
But if you really needed to use the gold, you could pull it out of the gold back, but there's other gold out there that's easier to get to.
In a post-apocalypse situation, you need a gold filling, melt your gold back, you get your tooth, Bob's your uncle.
But if you have 1,000 of them, I would probably try to trade that for a gold coin and melt that down, because you're going to get... you're going to get a lot more, there's a high premium on the gold backs. when you buy them mm-hmm. that doesn't exist on gold coins. So I would say that doing a fire assay of my gold backs would be about my last choice as to how to deal with it. But in extremis, yes, that's what you do. You melt it down and you use the gold for something.
Wes, thanks for calling tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. He's on our Discord server. That's why he sounded really great there. Let's go to Gator. Calling from Florida. Gator, where are you at in Florida tonight?
Vero Beach.
Vero Beach. Excellent. Are you listening to us on the radio?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Good to know. What's on your mind?
I want to know why you guys are all using pseudonyms. And
what are you talking about?
Nobody is my legal name.
Nobody. Okay. But, I mean, it just seems to me like it would be difficult for people to take you seriously when you're not using real names.
Okay, but nobody is using his real name. Captain Kickass, however, that is a pseudonym.
It is a pseudonym. However, yeah. I spent 20 years playing in heavy metal bands in the western, you know, Seattle, Washington area. And actually, I started using that because the first rule of the Internet was not to put your real information out on the Internet. And so I chose the handle Captain Kickass after it was given to me by some friends of mine. And then I used that in a band that was full of pseudonyms. Mm-hmm. And then it just stuck. And so I've been using that ever since for all of my media stuff. So, yeah it is a pseudonym. You're correct.
I legally changed my name to Ian Freeman, so that's also my legal name. I don't understand why somebody using a pseudonym would mean that their opinions are all of a sudden called into question, however.
Well, I just, you know, it's not the way normal people conduct business, and
we're not normal people.
Yeah.
This isn't business.
Yeah, okay. And the second thing I wanted to ask is why you guys have this sing-songy thing where you mention who's there. You know, everybody
it's so people can identify who's on the show, dude.
We have different hosts each of the 7 nights of the week, so that way people know who the various voices are, and we each say it in our own voice so that you get to hear, I'm nobody, and this is what my voice sounds like.
This is basic radio. When you're on the radio, you want to identify yourself so the listener knows who they're listening to.
Makes good sense, and I'm glad I asked, and I'm glad you answered.
I'm glad you asked, too.
Thanks for calling in, Gator.
Thanks. Bye.
I appreciate hearing from you. I mean, all the politicians use their legal names, but they lie all the time. I mean, do you trust them?
Well, it's true. You know, particularly in music, there are, you know, folks have used way many different names.
Yeah.
There's mononym artists, Madonna, Prince, etc. and so on.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Wait, there's a musician named Nobody?
No, I'm the mononym Nobody.
Well, he was talking about musician. Nobody's the mononym.
Yeah. He said artist. So
Elvis.
I do consider myself a performance artist.
Out of time for tonight. You can join us online in the meantime.
Everybody.
Whatever your name is. At freetalklive.com. And you can also use whatever name you want on our Discord server as well. People change their names there left and right, and they still have a good time together at discord.lrn.fm.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.